on News Talk 580 CFRA and the iHeartRadio Talk Network.
Happy Thursday, May 2nd to you, CFRA Nation. Thank you so much for joining us here on The Morning Rush. I'm Stefan Keys in for Bill today. And if you've been listening to us throughout the morning, this keeps popping up because it's a heavy hitter for many in our region when we're talking about federal public servants going back to the workplace. The hybrid model's still there, but the government's asking them to do 3 days, at least 3 days instead of 2 days per week. And the union is up in arms. Some people have issues with this, calling it inconvenient, and really impacting the new normal that they've gotten used to. You, our listeners, so far haven't been too sympathetic. We're seeing here some of your arguments saying, you know what, I don't mind it. Maybe it's a little bit of jealousy. How can we return full time if the government's selling off all our buildings anyway? And there just really isn't the same amount of office space to return to. So we're kind of pigeonholed into this hybrid model. But it's very interesting to hear from the mayor of North Grenville, Nancy Peckford, who is joining us on the line. Good morning, Mayor.
Morning.
Thank you so much for being with us. I've read your opinion piece, and it's a fairly sound argument. Just, I want you to put it in your own words. What's your take on this? Because it's slightly different than what some of us have been saying.
Yeah, so fundamentally, what I'm saying is that when federal public servants, like so many Canadians, during the pandemic had to pivot to hybrid or working exclusively from home, smaller communities outside of the city of Ottawa saw economic benefit to the fact that more workers, whether they were public servants or employees with private sector companies, were in their communities and were able to contribute economically to those communities, whether they were buying gas, groceries, supporting other professional services that were easier to do, to get done in their own communities versus where they worked. So I see benefit to the fact that there's been hybrid work arrangements. And quite frankly, I'm extremely concerned about the directive that now federal public servants, regardless of where they live, regardless of how productive they've been, have to return to Ottawa, to workspace in Ottawa, the majority of the time.
And I'm picturing what you're saying, and I'm thinking about where I go and where I drive, and I could certainly say that certain neighborhoods seem to be a little bit more bustling, a little bit more lively. And so to kind of wrap up what you said here for our listeners, the title of your opinion piece says federal public servants should support the economies of where they reside, where they live, not necessarily where they work. And it does support an argument from many public servants to say, it's not my job to prop up the downtown core. It's my job to do whatever I have to do on my computer and fulfill those duties, not necessarily sow into the economy of around the parliamentary precinct, so to speak.
Yeah, you've hit the nail on the head. Another reality is, unfortunately, the Queensway is heavily congested. As we all know, the LRT has not brought any relief. In fact, I think has made things worse on the primary roadways and highways getting into the city of Ottawa. So you have a lot of federal public servants and other workers going into the core, the downtown core. They're wasting a lot of time on the road. They're away from their families. And I would argue it compromises their workplace productivity. And to your point, it takes them away from our communities. And I believe very strongly that where it's viable, we want public servants to stay in their own communities because there's net benefit to us. And public servants are employed by all Canadians, not the nation's capital, not the city of Ottawa. And to that end, we should have structures and systems in place so that they can work primarily where they live.
And so why do you think that we're adding this extra day? Because from what we've been hearing and we've been asking, it doesn't sound like productivity is taking a hit from public servants by this hybrid model or from working from home.
I agree. I you know, all the messaging I've heard in the weeks leading up to yesterday's announcement from the Treasury Board didn't really speak to productivity at all. It spoke to the fact that they wanted federal public servants on the work site. But I can tell you, speaking to many public servants in my own community, they report going into the office, not having an appropriate work space. They report that most of the time they are doing all of their meetings virtually anyway, because there are public servants in other communities across the country, largely big cities, but nonetheless. So the value of getting public servants back to the nation's capital or the downtown core of Ottawa is not evident in terms of those that I speak with. Okay. And it really seems to be about economic benefit to the city of Ottawa. And you know what? I have thousands of public servants who live in North Grenville, in Kempville and surrounding areas. And I believe that we have a right to experience some of the economic benefit as well. And if you are forcing public servants to go into the city more days a week, that will come at a cost to us here in our municipality.
Have you heard back from anyone at the federal level when it comes to what you're saying, even if it's just an MP that may not have pull with the Treasury Board, but may have some insight in terms of why they're doing this with federal public servants?
Yes, I am in the process of engaging our local MP, Michael Barrett, and some of the surrounding members of Parliament who represent other communities and, in fact, represent residents in the city of Ottawa who live in rural areas who have very similar experiences trying to get to the downtown core. You know, so I'm hopeful that this piece in The Citizen and my conversations with folks like yourself at least allow for sober second thought in terms of this particular policy. I think it's a conversation that no one's really had in the public arena, and it's now time to have it, because this goes well beyond the so-called productivity arguments, which I don't think any of us have heard well articulated in terms of this change in policy. This really goes to the heart of how do we support all of our communities? And the federal public service is a big operation. They have good paying jobs, and it is important, I think, that towns and cities across Canada are beneficiaries of the kind of work that is offered by the public service.
What do you say to those who really just draw the line in the sand, dig in their heels and say, hey, this wasn't supposed to be forever. This is a very privileged standpoint. Get back to work, get back to the office. No one else lives like this or has this opportunity the way you do. And I shouldn't say no one. There are lots of people in the private sector that do. But do you know what I mean? That rhetoric is out there.
Yeah, there's no question. But as I talk to, a lot of residents in North Grenville who are employed by private sector companies, what they're signaling to me is that the private sector increasingly is, they're acutely aware that if they don't create good working conditions, which include a healthy amount of hybrid and remote work, they're not going to keep those employees. So unfortunately, I think the public service or the Treasury Board in this instance hasn't really thought through some of the longer term implications of going down this road. And I really believe that in the long run, if these policies continue or if there's a further move to get public servants in the office 4-5 days a week, we all lose. We all lose. We all lose in terms of the quality of public servants that want to work for the Government of Canada, and communities like ours will be net losers in this equation, and I don't think that's acceptable.
Mayor Peckford, thank you so much for your perspective on this. I'm not sure if we're going to persuade too many people. However, I think it's a very refreshing perspective and perhaps an angle people haven't considered when it comes to the fact that I'm not sure anyone can really be mad if micro local economies and neighborhoods are thriving with people staying closer to home. That's not a horrible thing.
It certainly is not, and I believe it is the way of the future. And I really regret that the public service isn't able to really play the long game here and think about how to attract a workforce for the 21st century. And generations, that are coming behind us won't tolerate an hour and a half commute on a congested Queensway where they're away from their families, They're contributing to climate change. And quite frankly, they're wasting time needlessly. So, you know, whether today's discussion or the dialogue that comes from this stimulates, a change in the short term.
Right.
You know, I think in the long term, we're going to get there anyway. So I appreciate your time and your interest this morning.
No, certainly. Mayor Peckford, thanks so much for joining us. Have a great day.
Thank you very much. Take care. Bye.
Bye-bye.
This is News Talk 580 CFRA. Ottawa's home for live, local.